Hello and welcome to the Thursday, March 28th, 2013 edition of the Sands and its Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Abu Dhabi. A large distributed denial of service attack against a spam house is making the mainstream news, with the New York Times reporting about it. Now, this attack is so far somewhat record-setting when it comes to these denial of service attacks. Word is that it is in the 300 to 400 gigabits per second range. The main technique that appears to be employed in this attack is a reflective DNS attack. So this attack is taking advantage of open recursive resolvers in order to amplify the traffic. One thing you probably do want to do is to make sure that your DNS servers are configured correctly, so they're not used to take part in this denial of service attack. There are a lot of speculations as to what triggered the attack. Of course, a spam house is always in the crosshairs of spammers who are known to launch these kinds of denial of service attacks against their enemies. Most notably, recently, a spam house started blacklisting an internet service provider called Cyberbunker, who has offered sort of a safe haven for some of these spammers. So there is some indication that maybe Cyberbunker is behind it, or at least some of the Cyberbunker clients are behind this particular attack. However, at this point, I don't think there is any hard evidence to actually support this assertion. And in Diaries Today, Rob is writing about IPSs and a gold paper that he recently supervised about evading IPSs and how simple it can be to evade an IPS. In order to figure out how our readers are using their IPS and what they like and don't like so much about their IPS, he set up a little poll, and I encourage you to take part in it, asking you about your experiences with your particular IPS vendor, what's the strength and weakness of the device that you employ to protect your network. On the DShield mailing list today, there is some discussion about TCP null scans. We do see some of these scans in the DShield database, but really no significant increase as far as I can tell. I'm still looking at some of the data to see if there is any more specific trend I'm able to isolate, but apparently there are a number of contributors to the mailing list that have found a significant increase in TCP null scans against their networks. Now, TCP null scans are TCP scans that do not set any flags, so no SYN flag is being set here. These are typically more useful to detect if a host exists or doesn't exist, not that much useful to actually detect open ports. As part of an existing connection, TCP packets without flags should not show up. However, they may be accepted, for example, by some Linux hosts. And again, in this case, they could be used to evade an intrusion detection system. But at this point, from the logs that I have seen, it looks more like a port scan. And with cloud services gaining popularity, Rapid7 investigated Amazon's S3 storage service to see how people are using it and whether they're using adequate privacy and access control settings on their S3 storage buckets. Well, it turns out that a lot of users are turning off the default settings, which limit access to the S3 content, and then inadvertently expose the content to anybody crafty enough to use various search engines to search for this content. Rapid7 identified several billion of files and investigated a sample of 40,000 of these files, finding things like database passwords, API keys, and other confidential information. Well, this is it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.